Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be. Thank you again for joining this morning. And what I want to do today is, last week we talked about Slichos. Slichos, please God, are beginning this Saturday night, Sunday morning. What I want to talk about today is Rosh Hashanah, and what I want to talk about next week is Yom Kippur. And these are such big topics, so what I want to do is I want to really laser focus on one piece of Rosh Hashanah, which I think carries within it so many of the themes and so many of the ideas of Rosh Hashanah. And that which I want to do, hey, Jay Kelman, the person who from Torah in Motion, can you make me a host, please? Thank you so much. And what I want to do is I want to look at the Musaf. The Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is literally just amazing. It's amazing because of what it has in it, and it's amazing because of its uniqueness. The first thing that's interesting about the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is the following. The number of brachos, of blessings, in the Shmon Esrei differs between the weekday Shmon Esrei and the Shabbos and the Yontif Shmon Esrei. During the week, we have 18 brachos. Thank you so much. During the week, we have 18 brachos, 18 blessings in the Shmon Esrei, which really became 19 blessings. On Shabbos, we knock out the middle blessings. And therefore, we have three in the middle, which we thank, praise God. Three at the beginning, which we praise God. One in the middle. And three at the end, in which we thank God. The middle bracha, and on every Shabbos and every Yontif Shmon Esrei, there was always only one middle bracha. That is the bracha that relates to the day. On Shabbos, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yontif, it's Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazman. On Rosh Hashanah, it's Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. On Yom Kippur, it's a little longer, but it ends Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. That is every single Shmon Esrei. The Shmon Esrei is on Yom Kippur. We'll talk about it next week. The five Shmon Esrei is on Yom Kippur. Even the Ela have just five brachos. Sorry, just seven brachos. One bracha in the middle. Three at the beginning, one in the middle, three at the end. The one exception to that rule is Rosh Hashanah. The Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah has of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah has nine brachos. Three at the beginning, three in the middle, and three at the end. The middle brachos during Musaf on Rosh Hashanah are the brachos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The three themes of Rosh Hashanah, and we blow shofar around each of those themes. Where does the number nine come from? So the Gemara says that every Shmon Esrei needs to be based on a model of tefillah that we find in Tanakh. The Shmon Esrei, the Gemara says, is modeled on a chapter of Tehillim in which God's name is mentioned 18, then 19, or 19 times. The Shmon Esrei of Shabbos and Yontif of seven is also blessed on a chapter, based on a chapter of Tehillim that mentions God's name seven times. The Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Musa, which mentions God's name nine times, is actually based on the Tefillah of Chana, which is the Haftorah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, in which after Chana is given a baby, after Shmuel is born, Chana recites a prayer, a tefillah of thanksgiving to God, and she mentioned God's name nine times. Chana is related to Rosh Hashanah, so therefore the Shmon Esrei of Musa for Rosh Hashanah has nine brachos, just like the tefillah of Chana had nine brachos. That, by the way, we're going to see is important. The fact that the number of brachos is nine is significant. So not only is the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah the longest Shmon Esrei of the year in the sense that there are more words in the Musaf Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah than there are in any other Shmon Esrei during the course of the year, But the number of brachos, which really is what identifies the Shmon Esrei, there are more brachos in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah than there are in any other Shmon Esrei at a Shabbos and a Yontiv over the course of the whole year. And therefore, if we want to understand Rosh Hashanah, we have to understand the Musaf. That's where Rosh Hashanah lies. It's interesting. Yom Kippur is a little different. Yom Kippur, Shachris, and Musaf, just in terms of their length and in terms of what they have in it, are more or less equal to one another. But on Rosh Hashanah, Shachris is not as long or as complex as the Musaf. On Rosh Hashanah, Musaf is the highlight of the Tefillah. Just to give everybody just a kind of a flavor before I switch my screen to the Musaf itself, we know how the davening goes on Rosh Hashanah. We come to shul, we daven Shachris. Generally speaking, just is just interesting, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different than the rest of the year for most of us. For most of us during the rest of the year, the repetition of the Shmon Esrei, the Chazan repeats exactly what we said silently. The only addition is we add a Kedusha. Now, I say for most of us, because there used to be a custom that in the Shabbosos around Purim and Pesach, the Parshios, Shkalim and Zohar and Parah and Achodesh and Shabbos HaGadol, that they used to say Yotzros. On Purim, there's a Krovitz. When I was growing up, we said it in Shul. We don't say it anymore. Some of the shtiblach still say it. So there are still some shuls that have some additions on those special Shabbatot. But generally speaking, the repetition of the Shmona Esrei is exactly as our silent Shmona Esrei with the addition of Kedusha. That is different on Shabbat, that is different on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the repetition of the Shmon Esrei includes things that are not part of our silent Amidah. Basically, the whole essence of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is in the repetition of the Shmon Esrei. And therefore, we add things that we do not say in the silent Shmon Esrei. That's interesting, right? That's just based on the custom, how the custom developed, and what makes up the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Just to compare last week's class to this week's class. It's interesting that the slichos, at least the way we have the slichos, are a separate tefillah. They're not part of the repetition of the Shmon Esrei. On Rosh Hashanah, around Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say the slichos before we daven Shachris. They're not part of Chazaras HaShachris. I told you that the slichos go back to the very beginning of Sidurim. Rav Amram Gon has the slichos. In Rav Amram Gon's slichos, the slichos actually were part of the Shmon Esrei. We took them out of the Shmon Esrei for whatever reason. But on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, maybe based on that model, we left them in. The additions on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are part of the repetition of the Shmon Esrei. And that will explain the very first source. I start here. With the Machzor. The Machzor I have here. Just from Sfaria. It's easy to look at. Hinini he'ani mimas. The Chazan says, here I am impoverished of deeds. Nirash v'nipchad mipachad yoshev tehilos Yisrael, trembling and frightened from the dread of him who was enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Unlike any other Shmon Esrei during the year, before Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Chazan recites his own tefillah. It's a tefillah of humility. Hinini he'ani mimas, I'm nothing. He'ani mimas, I'm poor of deeds. Afal pi, the second line says, she'ini chedai v'hogun l'chach. Even though I'm not worthy, V'chein avakesh mimcha elokei Abraham, elokei Yitzchak, ve'elokei Yaakov. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachman v'chanun, elokei Yisrael. Shakai ayom v'nora. Heyena matzliach darki. Make me successful, asher ani holeich. La modu levakesh rachamim alai v'al sholchai. Make me successful. Now tavshiyein v'chatosai v'al techayvein v'avonosai. Don't hold me responsible for my sins. Ki choteyu fosheya ani. Because I'm a sinner like everybody else. V'al yikomu b'pshai v'al yevoshu b'heim bi v'al yevosh ani b'hem. And then finally he says, v'kabel tfilasi kisfila zokein v'ragil. Accept my tefillah as if I'm a someone who's a veteran. Upir konaya, and I have a beautiful voice who's a kadamaguda, and I have a long beard. V'kolo naim umura bedasim abrios, and I get along with everybody. Just an interesting point here. Uzekano Megudol seems to be that in the tradition they thought that the Chazan or Shani Yom Kippur should have a beard. There are some traditions that a kid, right, someone under 20 or maybe under 30 shouldn't have an Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Uzekano Megudol, the Kolo Naim. It's important to have a nice voice. With Umeura Bedasim Abrios, it's important to get along with everybody. Why is it that the Chazan says this tefillah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and no other time during the year? Rabbi Soloveitchik always explained that the reason the Chazan says this tefillah is because there's the extra things in the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei. Usually the Chazan serves no purpose for us. Usually we daven ourselves. The Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei because once upon a time, there were people who didn't know how to daven themselves. But now the Chazan doesn't do anything for us because we've davened by ourselves. But in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Chazan does something for us. The Chazan says tfilos on our behalf that we haven't said quietly. And therefore the Chazan needs to ask permission from us. I'm not worthy, says the Chazan, but let me daven on your behalf. Hineni ha'ani mimas. That's why this tefillah is only said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Rav always pointed out that it's said before Musaf. Before Shachris, it can't be said because you're not allowed to interrupt during the Kriya Shema leading into Shmon Esrei. So if you look back, I'll just show you something cool for a second. One second. If you look back at the repetition of the Shmon Esrei, quickly, it's the second day. So he starts the Shmon Esrei. He says, start the first bracha, then Misod Chachamim Unavonim. We'll get there. Asisi lechananach b'lev karua umurta. Bakesh rachamim ke'ani bapetach. He says the same thing, the beginning of the Shachris. He says, accept my tfilos b'lev karua umurta, with a torn heart. Bakesh rachamim ke'ani bapesach. Accept my tfilos ke'ani bapesach. Just like a poor person. Those people who grew up in the shtiebel know that the Baal Shachris would always cry during those paragraphs. That's his bakasha. That's his saying, I'm nothing, but accept my tfilos, God. Accept my tfilos. So here, that's what we have in Hineni ha'ani mimas. It's an amazing first tfilah. That which we start the Musaf, and it really sets the tone for everything that we do. And now we start the Musaf. I'm just going to read the whole thing because everything is different on Rosh Hashanah. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak ve'Elokei Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor ve'Hanora El Elyon, Gomel Chasodim Tovim ve'Konei Hakol ve'Zocher Chasdei Avos. And now we have our first edition that we say in every Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah during our series Yemei Teshuvah. Zachreinu l'chaim, remember us for life, melech hafetz b'chaim, God who loves life. V'chasveinu b'sefer achaim l'man Elohim chayim. The word is chaim, the word is life. We ask God for life. There are four additions to the Shemoneh Esrei. Two at the beginning in the first two brachos and two at the end. Zachreinu l'chaim, Michamocha, which we'll get to in a second. Then we have at the end, we'll see that there are two also additions to the Shmon Esrei. Uchsov and the Sefer Chaim in Simshal. These four additions do not appear in the Gemara. They were introduced by the Gaonim. And therefore, they're just kind of nice, kind of, you know, begin in every bracha to have something special about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which we ask God to inscribe us in the Book of Life. But as Rabbi Sfaria tells us, if you forget to say this and become aware of your omission before saying the bracha, you should recite it. If you have already said Baruch Ata Hashem, you must continue the prayers without saying Zachreinu. If you forget it, you don't have to worry about it. Why don't you have to worry about it? Because since it doesn't come from the Gemara, if you don't say it, you don't have to worry about it. Melech Ozer Moshia Magen Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham. Ata Gibar Liolam Hashem Mechayim Esim Atarav Lahoshia. Michal Kelchaim Bechesed Mechaye Meisim Rachamim Rabin. Somech Noflim Verofei Cholim Umatira Surim Umekaye Memunasoli Shenei Afar Michamocha Bal Gros Midomalach Melech Memisu Mechaye Umatmiach Yeshua. And we have another edition Michamocha Barachamim Zocher Yitzurav Lechayim Barachamim V'neemon Atalach Yos Meisim Barachat Hashem Mechaye Meisim. And now we get, okay, so that's the first two brachas. Now we get to the third bracha. The third bracha is Kedushas Hashem, a bracha that we usually say at Takadosh Vishimcha Kadosh Ukdoshimcha Yom Yalulucha Sela. During the rest of the year, the third bracha of the Shmon Esrei is Baruch Ato Hashem Akel HaKadosh. But on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, we say Hamelech HaKadosh. We talk about God as being the king, Hamelech HaKadosh. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh is elaborated upon. It's longer. And we have the following addition. Uvechein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol maaseh. God give fear. Rabbi Soloveitchik always said that fear doesn't mean to be afraid. Fear means awe. Right? In awe. You're in awe of a great person. Right? You see now you see the King of England. You're in awe. Okay, ubechein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol maasecha, ve'eimascha al kol maasha barasa, v'ira'ucha kol hamasim v'yishachavu lefanecha kol haberuim. And all the creation should fear you, God, and they should all bow down to you. V'yayasu chulam aguda echas or aguda achas, lasos ritzoncha b'lev avshalom. We should all unite together to praise you, God. It's an amazing little line. God, you have all the power. Give us honor. Let us open our mouths to be able to praise you. Simcha li'artzecha v'sason li'irecha u'tzmichas keren le'David avdecha v'arichas ner le'ben yishai mishichecha b'mehera b'yamein. May you God bring the Mashiach. U'vechein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'yisharim ya'alozu v'chasidim berina yagilu v'yolasa tikpatz piha v'chal harisha kula ke'ashan or be'ashan tichleh. We have a paragraph here for the tzaddikim. And get rid of the rishayim. You'll notice, as I read these paragraphs, that in a couple of places I say, as you would imagine, there are different versions, right? Over the course of the years, you can imagine what happened. Chazanim, Sidurim, Machzorim, right? There are different versions. And there are different, if you look in different Machzorim, they have it a little different. So he says here, Ke'ashan, some versions say, Be'ashan Tichle, but you should get rid of all the bad things. We start Uvechein. Growing up, many of us use the Birnbaum Machzor. On the bottom of the Birnbaum Machzor, he quotes from the Avudraham, why do we say uvechein, uvechein, uvechein? So Esther Amalka, before she goes to Achashverosh, she says to Mordechai, uvechein, avoel hamelech asher lo chadas, v'chasher avaditi avaditi. Uvechein, Uvechein is the uncertainty. Uvechein avo el amelech, right? She was afraid. That's how we start approaching God. Uvechein tein pachtecha. Uvechein tein kavod. Uvechein tzadikim. We're afraid. Uvechein avo el amelech asher lo chadas. We take that word of uvechein. It's a fantastic little Dvar Torah. Thank you to Philip Birnbaum. V'simlocha to Hashem levadecha al kol ma'asecha. God, you should reign by yourself. And now we finish up that bracha. That bracha that usually is a short bracha, we finish it up right here. Kadosh ata v'nora shemecha, you're holy and you're awe-inspiring. Ben eloka mi baladecha, there's no other God beside you. Kakasu vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat. Be'el HaKadosh Nikdash Pitztaka. Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. We say HaMelech HaKadosh. Let me just come back to everybody for a second. HaMelech HaKadosh. First interesting thing. During the entire Aseres Yemei Tshuva, instead of referring to God as HaKel HaKadosh, the Holy God, we refer to God as HaMelech HaKadosh. That actually is a change that appears in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that if you make a mistake and instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you say HaKel HaKadosh, then actually you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Okay, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. It's a hard one, everybody, because generally speaking, we assume that for the first 30 days of a change in the Shmon Esrei in the davening, we assume that if you're not sure whether or not you did it right, we assume you did it wrong because you just do what you're used to doing. So therefore, if you finish your Shmon Esrei and you can't remember whether you said HaKel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh, you're really supposed to repeat the whole Shmon Esrei because you assume you probably did the wrong thing because it's just the change hasn't been 30 days. We don't have 30 days. So therefore, this in itself is a good reason during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to really concentrate on the Shmon Esreis. And to make sure that you say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. It's interesting. This is the first idea. HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. We change it to HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, this is kind of an introduction to the idea of Malchios, of our proclaiming God as King on Rosh Hashanah. That's the main theme or a main theme on Rosh Hashanah. The bracha melech al kol aretz. We proclaim God as king. Melech elyon. Right? The word melech is all over the place on Rosh Hashanah. I want to just point out something. The Rabbi Soloveitchik used to always like to say when he learned the machzer before Rosh Hashanah. You know, I told you there were 9 brachos in the Musaf Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, and that those 9 brachos correspond to the 9 times God's name is mentioned in the Tefillah of Chana, that is the Haftorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That's all correct. But I didn't tell you the whole story. Because actually, there shouldn't be 9 brachos in the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. There really should be 10 brachos in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Why 10 brachos? I said that every Shabbos in Yontif, we have 7 brachos. 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, that's automatic 6. We don't talk about that. 6 always. We have 1 in the middle. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadoshim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaTzikorim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. We have the bracha that's special for that. Rosh Hashanah, we also have a middle bracha. In Shacharis, we say, Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaTzikorim. We have that middle bracha. But in Musaf, what do you do with that bracha? We have 9 brachos. 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end. Malchios, Ichronos, and Shofros in the middle. But actually, that's not enough. I need a 10th bracha. What about Melech al Kol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron? What about the bracha of the day? Kedushas Hayom, we call it. That bracha deserves to be said in Musaf too. But we don't have enough brachas. because Chana only said God's name 9 times. So there's a machlokas in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, you see, so we now have 10 ideas that need to be reflected in 9 brachos. So something needs to be combined. Rabbi Akiva says, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that we combine the Malchios and the bracha on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why our bracha, we'll see this in a minute, is Melech al kol haaretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. We combine Melech al kol haaretz, which is Malchios, together with mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, the bracha on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's what we do. But there's another opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says we don't combine the bracha on Rosh Hashanah, the day mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, together with the Malchios. We connect it together with the Kedushas Hashem, with the bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. That's what Yochanan ben Nuri says, the HaMelech HaKadosh. That's what we put the Malchios, together with HaMelech HaKadosh. That's what he says. We put the Malchios with HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, which makes sense, right? So that's not our custom. We don't do it that way. We combine Malchios with Kedushas Hashem. We do not combine Malchios we combine Malchios and the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. We do not say the Malchios together with the bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. But Rabbi Soloveitchik used to always like to say that maybe the reason that we have this long piece in the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, uvecheiten pachtecha, uvecheiten kavod, uvecheiten tzadikim, v'simlo, all of that stuff, the reason we have that is to commemorate Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thought that Malchios was part of the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. If Malchios is part of the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, then there needs to be an elaboration in the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. So even though we don't paskin that way, that's why we have a longer bracha. So that the Kedushas Hashem, the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, also reflects the idea of Malchios. And that's a beautiful idea. That Malchios, the fact that God is king, is such a powerful bracha on Rosh Hashanah that it's reflected in the first bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, and it's reflected in the second bracha of Melech al kol haaretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So that's just something to think about during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and when we say v'chein paitein pachtecha again and again and again and again, we should just know that that's an expression of God being the king. And that's what we reflect on Rosh Hashanah and, interestingly, on Yom Kippur as well. The Rambam says, just to let you know what we don't do, the Rambam says v'chein tein pachtecha should be added during the entire Aseres Mitzvah. We don't do that. But the Rambam used to say v'chein tein pachtecha, that whole long paragraph, on every Shmoneh Esrei during Aseres Mitzvah. So that's what those paragraphs are for, and that's very, I think, very powerful and very significant. Okay? That's the first bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, which we make long, maybe in deference to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who thought that Malchios were part of that bracha. And now we start with the second bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei. The second bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei goes like this. The second bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei starts as follows. Starts in a way that we're familiar. Atav echartanu mikol ha'amim, ahavta osanu v'ratzisa banu v'ramamtanu mikol ha'lishonos v'kidashtanu m'mitzvosecha, v'keiravtanu malkeinu lavodosecha v'shimcha ha'gadol sholeinu karasa. We start like we start every yontif. Atav echartanu mikol ha'amim. You chose us from all the nations. That's where we start Kiddush too. V'atitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ahava es yom hazikaron hazeh. Very interesting what's missing. We do not say, Vatite lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ahava, moadim l'sason es yom hazikaron hazeh. We do not mention moadim here. We just say es yom hazikaron hazeh. The reason is that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not Moadim. They're not from the Shalosh Regalim. They're not from the, they're not the three special holidays. So Moadim L'Simcha Avtari. Batite Lano Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava. It's not there. I can't remember what you're supposed to say. Batite Lano Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava. Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasim. We don't say Chagim, Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasim. We just say it's Yom HaSikaronus. And it's an interesting question whether or not there's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah? A mitzvah to be happy on Rosh Hashanah? It's a good question. I'll just tell you that in the time of the Gaonim, there was a tradition to fast on Rosh Hashanah. They believed that Rosh Hashanah was like Yom Kippur, that you weren't allowed to eat. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't eat on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh quotes that custom. The Rosh rejects that custom as a pasuk in the Chemya that talks about Rosh Hashanah, ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uschem, which means the chedvas Hashem means the celebration of God hi ma'uschem, that is your strength. So that we're supposed to celebrate, yeah, 2 day fast. They didn't really fast. You know, they ate at night, but they fasted during the day. It's a good question. They fasted during the day. We don't have a 2 day fast. That's why we don't have a second day of Yom Kippur. We'll talk about that next week. So they used to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was not Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasom. The question is there any Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a mitzvah to be Misameach on Rosh Hashanah, to be happy on Rosh Hashanah? Or is Rosh Hashanah kind of a very serious day? By the way, there are different minhagim. Some of you might daven in a shul where they daven until 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah. Some of you may daven in a shul where they daven quickly on Rosh Hashanah. There are different minhagim of how to handle the davening on Rosh Hashanah. Moadim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sasso. We know that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we do not say Hallel. We don't say Hallel. Generally, the reason we don't say Hallel, based on the Gemara and Erchin, that Sifrei Chayim u'Meisim Psuchim Lefanav, you know, when the books of life and death are open for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shouldn't say Hallel. That's generally the understanding. But the Rambam in Hilchos Hallel that appear in the end of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam says that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur because they're Yemei Simcha, but they're not Yemei Simcha Yisera. The Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Yemei Simcha. There is a mitzvah to be happy on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but they're not Yemei Simcha Yisera. They're not days of extra happiness. That's super interesting. So according to the Rambam, they're days of happiness. We don't say Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasom. They're not Yontif-like, but the Rambam says Yemei Simcha. They're just not Yemei Simcha Yaseira. So that's just something to keep in mind. Also, something that is in every Shmoneh Esrei and every Yontif. We don't say Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasom. We just say it's Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Interesting, Rosh Hashanah in the Chumash is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. Malchios Zichronos and Shofros. It's not called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Mishnaic term, right? The Mishnah says, beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, there are four different Rosh Hashanahs. That's a Mishnaic term. In the davening, in the benching, in the Aleviyavo, we call it Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. So that's just an interesting point about Simcha, also something to keep in mind as we think about Rosh Hashanah. Now let's get going a little bit. So Yom HaZikaron is a Yom Chua Mikra Kodesh Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Umibnei Chatoinu Golinu Me'artzeinu Minisrachachnu Me'alad Maseinu. Vein Anachnu Yecholim Lasos Chavoseinu Beis Bechirasecha. Babayis Hagodo V'Hakodosh Nikra Shimchal Me'ayot Yishachu Mikrashem. This is like we have in every Musaf Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ve'Avu Seinu. Melech Rachaman Shetoshi was Rachem Aleinu V'Amitosh Rachamecha Rabim. V'Sivnehu Mehiro Segadel Kavodah. The first line said, Vein Anachnu Yecholim Lalos V'Leiraos. We don't say that here. Vein Anachnu Yecholim Lasos Chavoseinu. There's no Lalos V'Leiraos, right? There's no mitzvah Aliyah LaRegel. This is not a Yontif. Avinu Malkeinu Galei Kvar Machus Chaleinu Mehira Ve'Hofavi Nasei Aleinu Vei Kochai. V'Karib Zureinu Mevein Agoyim Nefuzoseinu Kaneis Miyar Kseyarek. We're about to say the karbanos, the sacrifice. So we ask God to return Yerushalayim. And now we have a very funny word in the Musaf. Generally speaking, in the Yontif Shmon Esrei, Yom Kippur also, it says Ves Musaf in the singular, and the carbon Musaf that was given. Ves Musaf Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Ves Musaf Yom Chagamatzos Hazeh, Yom Chagasukos Hazeh. You say Musaf in the singular. When Yontif falls on Shabbos, then you say Musfei, because Musfei Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, V'Yom Chagamatzos Hazeh. So you say it together. But look here. The word Musfei is not in parentheses. We say Musvei even on Yom HaZikaron, even on Rosh Hashanah, which does not fall on Shabbos. Why is that? Very simple. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, we have on Rosh Hashanah, they used to give the sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh as well. It's a double Musaf always on Rosh Hashanah. The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Now, it's interesting, as we'll see in a second, we downplay the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That's in a way to kind of highlight Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to make Rosh Hashanah just like a regular Rosh Chodesh. We want to show you Rosh Hashanah is important. But we mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Ves Musvei Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch says that if you make a mistake, and in your Shmon Esrei you say Ves Musaf Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, not Musfei, but Musa, Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. I'll tell you, when I was the assistant rabbi in KJ, Rabbi Luchstein Shul in the early 1990s. And in those days, they had the Birnbaum, but it was long before the art scroll. Or not long before, but before the art scroll. And in KJ, they used to use the Adler Machzorim. The Adler Machzorim were the British Machzorim. And believe it or not, in the Adler Machzorim, it said, Ves Musaf Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Whoever the editor of the Adler Machzor was, he didn't know the rule. And he had Musaf in the singular. And I remember in KJ that they had these little stickers, right? The good old days. They had these stickers. And we actually went through, I don't know how many, 2,000 Machzorim. And we put in a little sticker to correct it for Ves Musaf, Des Musvei Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Luckily, now we don't have to worry about any of that. Everything is taken care of, right? Then we say, Yom Trua Yelachem. Vasisem Ola Lorech, Bichoach Lashem Parben Bakar, Fad Ayel, Fad Plasimination of Shivat Mimim. Umin Chasam Niskem Kimidubar, Shoshal Sorm Laporsh, Nesom Loyal, Bison, Kesvia in Kinisto. Ushne Seirim Lachapir. There are two Seirim, because one is the Sair of Rosh Hashanah, and one is the Sair of Rosh Chodesh. Ushne Semidim Kilchasam. Milvada Lassa Chodesh, Umin Chasavir Lassa Tamid, Umin Chasam Niskem Kimishpatam. With the exception of the Olav Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned Rosh Chodesh. We only mention Rosh Chodesh at the end. There's a lot to be said about that, but we're not going to have time for everything. So let's go on here. He has an introduction here. We start with Aleinu L'Shabeach. Aleinu L'Shabeach begins the Malchios. The truth of the matter is that Aleinu L'Shabeach technically is not part of the Malchios. It's an introduction to the Malchios. We say Aleinu L'Shabeach also in the also in Musaf on Yom Kippur. So we start with Aleinu L'Shabeach. That's where it comes from, right? We use it in davening every day. But it comes from the Musaf in Rosh Hashanah. Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKolah says, Gedula L'Yotzib Reishis. We say the whole Musaf. We say the whole Aleinu. Shelo Asanu Ki Goyehu Aratzos Shelo Samanu Ki Mishpachos HaAdama. You didn't make us of the other nations. Shelo Sam Chalkeinu Kohen Medor Aleinu Kechol Amonam. Then I just want to make, I'm not going to read the whole thing, don't worry. I just want to make one point. Shehem Mishachavim Lehevav Arik Mispalim El Yoshiyah. So there's a line in the Aleinu that many of us now say, but most of us did not grow up with. Sheheim mishtachavim lahevel varik, that they bow down to nothingness. Umispalalim el Yoshia. So actually, the censors in the medieval and early modern period actually took out that line from the Alina. Varik actually is the same gematria, the gematria of 316, as Yeshu, Jesus. And the Christians thought, when we said Shem Mishtachavim Lahevel Varikum is Palum El Yoshia, which is based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, that we were actually talking about Jesus. Shem Mishtachavim Lahevel Varik, that we were kind of saying that they bow down to Jesus, but we Banaktu Korum Mishtachavim Modu to Melech Malchayim Lachim Kakakabish Bar. So therefore, the censors, the Jewish censors, the non-Jewish censors, they took it out. The Christians didn't want to hear that line in the Aleph. Truth of the matter is that the Achronim point out, Varik is related to the word roch, which means spit. Seems the Jews used to spit when they got to that line. Even though that's not what Varik means, it's based on Apostle Yeshayahu, it's not referring to Jesus. But the Jews had that in mind also. So therefore, that line was eliminated. But now that we have the ability to daven the way we want to daven, many people say it all the time, but on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for sure we should say. Then we come to the Bracha of Malchios. The Bracha of Malchios and Zichronos and Shofros it's constituted by a theme developed by 10 psukim. First you have 3 psukim from the Chumash, then you have 3 psukim from the Ksuvim, then 3 psukim from the Nevi'im. It's interesting, the Ksuvim come before the Nevi'im. Because the Ksuvim are psukim from Tehillim. Tehillim were written by David HaMelech. And chronologically, David HaMelech comes before the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are generally Yeshayahu, Yechezkel, and Yirmiyahu, or the Treyasar. They came later historically. So we first put the Ksuvim, and then we put the Nevi'im. So 3 psukim from the Chumash, 3 psukim from the Ksuvim, and 3 psukim from the Nevi'im that developed the theme of God as King. 3, 3, and 3, that's not 10. Then we go back for a final pasuk from Chumash. The 10th pasuk comes from Chumash, and it really kind of encapsulates what the theme of the bracha is all about. And here we get it exactly. Uvisorasta kasuv leimor, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You want to know what the bracha Malchios is all about? It's about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. I'll just read the last bracha. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvodecha. God be the king over the entire world. V'nasei al kol aretz b'karecha. V'hofa b'hadar ge'onu zecha al kol yoshvei sevel artzecha. The Eida kol pa'ol ki atah fe'alto. Let every creature know that you are its creator. V'yavin kol yitzur ki atah yitzarto. V'yomar kol asher neshama v'yapo Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech u'malchuso b'kol mashal. Kadshenu b'mitzvosecha v'sein chokenu b'sorosecha. If you're using the Birnbaum has the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu to be said all the time. That's a mistake. The Rav always said, we say Kadshenu b'mitzvosecha. V'sein chokenu b'sorosecha sabenu mituvecha v'samchenu mishuasecha. V'tayer libenu li'avdecha b'emes. And then when we conclude the bracha, remember, the Kedushas Hayom goes with the Malchios. The bracha on Rosh Hashanah goes with Malchios. Ki atah Elokim emes, because you're a God of truth. U'dvarcha emes v'kayam la'ad, and your God is always true. Baruch atah Hashem melech al kol aretz v'kadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. God who's the king over the whole world, may he bless the Jewish people at Yom HaZikaron. Even though that bracha is specific for Musa, Melech al kol aretz refers to Malchios. Nevertheless, we borrow that bracha, that formulation of Melech al kol aretz. We borrow it for all the Shmoneh Esreis and for the Kiddush and Rosh Hashanah. We always say Melech. We even say Melech on Yom Kippur, even though really Melech is a Rosh Hashanah idea, but it's a nice idea, so we kind of keep it for Yom Kippur as well. That is Malchios. You want to know what the theme of Malchios is? The theme of Malchios in one word, in one pasuk, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then we get to Zichronos. Atazocher masei olam ufokeko yitzurei kedem. God, you remember everything. Lifanecha niglu kol ta'alumos v'hamon nistaroshim mibreishis. In front of you, everything is revealed. Kein shikcha lifnei chisei chvodecha, because there's no forgetting before you, God. Ve'nistar mineged einecha. Ata zocheres kol amifal. You remember everything that happened. Megam kol ayitzur lo nikzad mimecha. Hakol galui v'yadua lefanecha. Hashem Elokeinu. Sofe umabit. Atzof kol adolos. God, you know everything that happened and everything that will happen. The bracha of Zichronos, Yom HaZikaron, is actually a very scary bracha. God remembers everything. We ask God on Yom Kippur to forgive us, but how can God forgive us? Because God remembers everything. God knows all the terrible things we did. So look what happens again at the end of this bracha. Three psukim from the Chumash, three psukim from the Ksuvim, then three brachas from the Neviim. And then, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Zachreinu b'Zikaron Tov l'Fanecha, remember us for good. Ufakdeinu b'Fkudas Yeshua v'Rachamim Mishnei Shmekedem, and remember us. Ufakdeinu, the word by Hashem, Pakad Asara, remember us. Uzachalanu Hashem Elokeinu Esabris V'Esachesed V'Esashua, remember God, the promise you made, Asher Nishbato LeAvraham Avinu B'Har HaMoria, that you made to Avram B'Har HaMoria. V'seiraya lefanecha akeda she'akar Avram Avinu es Yitzchak b'noa agave amizbeach. Remember, you God who remember everything, don't only remember the bad. Remember the akeda she'akar Avram Avinu es Yitzchak b'noa agave amizbeach. And not only remember the akeda, v'chavash rachamav lasos ritzon chavalev avshalem. And he sublimated his desire to protect his son to do what you want. There's an amazing twist here in this bracha. Just the same way Avram Avinu was able to conquer, to sublimate his desire to be nice to his son in order to fulfill your will, God, may you, God, allow your racham in your mercy to sublimate eskaska me'aleinu. Avram sublimated his rachamim. We ask God to sublimate his kas. Uvetuvcha hagado yashub charon apcha me'amcha umeircha umeartzecha uminachalasa. V'kayem lanu Hashem Elokeinu es hadavar shivtachtanu b'sorasecha. Al yidei Moshe avdecha mipi chavodecha kamur. Now the last pasuk. V'zacharti lahem bris rishonim. And I'm going to remember the bris, the covenant I made with the people Asher Hotzeisi Osam Eretz Mitzrayim Lenei Agoyim Lios Lahem Ve'Elohim Ani Hashem. I'm going to remember the covenant of Abraham, and the covenant I made with the people. So what happens is, this is the trick of Zichronos. The trick of Zichronos is that we start with God who remembers everything, the scary God who remembers everything. But what we do is we turn it, and we say, God, you're not only a scary God who remembers everything, you're also the God who remembers everything that's good. And maybe we don't deserve good, but go back. Go back to Mitzrayim, the promise you made to the Jews. Go back to Avraham, who was Kovesh Rachamav, who sublimated his Rachamim, his inclination to be nice to his son. And God, you sublimate your kas, your anger, to be nice to us. You remember everything. Remember? It's brilliant the way the editor of the Siddur did it. That's the way we started. You remember everything, God. But now, all of a sudden, the fact that you remember everything isn't scary. Now the fact you remember everything is basically our savior. V'akedas Yitzchak Lizaro Hayom Barachim Imtiskar. And on that merit, you remember everything. Remember also, Akedas Yitzchak Baruch Ato Hashem Zocher Abris. You, God, who remember everything, be Zocher Abris. Remember, but also remember the bris. It's amazing bracha, because again, it's a bracha that twists God, that turns it around, that says, God, you remember everything, but then turn that from being scary to being good. And finally, shofars. And obviously, we blow shofar, you know, between every one of these and this fire day, blow shofar in the Stiller Shmon Esrei and the quiet Shmon Esrei. Also, in the Sechashkans, we just blow during the repetition of the Shmon Esrei. But that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. We're not talking about shofar much, but that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. We daven on Rosh Hashanah with words, and we daven on Rosh Hashanah with the sounds of the shofar. Ata diglesa shofros, ata diglesa banan kodecha alam kodshecha. Alam Kodshecha, he says here, Lida Berimam. You revealed yourself to on Har Sinai. Min Hashamayim Hishmatam Kolecha V'Diglesa Aleim V'Arpalei Tohar. Gam Kol Ha'olam Kulo Chom Mipanecha. The whole world was frightened by God's presence, by revelation of Har Sinai. Uvriyos Bereishis Chardu Mimecha. Bihi Galos Chom Alkeinu Al Har Sinai L'Lameid L'Amcha Torah U'Mitzvos. Same exact thing as Zichronos. You, God, the shofar is scary. You use the shofar, and I see now everybody was afraid. God, you revealed yourself with shofar. That was the scary shofar, the scary God. And then finally, Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu. Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. God, blow the shofar that reflects our cheirus. The shofar that's going to be blown at the time of Mashiach. V'sanes l'kabetz galuyoseinu. The shofar that's going to be blown, that's going to gather all the people from around the world. V'karev mi'pizureinu mi'bein hagoyim n'putzoseinu kanes mi'ark se'aretz. The people from all corners of the world. That will be brought back to Yerushalayim. And will fulfill the karbanos. As the pasuk says, the last pasuk. God, blow the shofar that's going to be the shofar of redemption, that's going to bring us back so that we'll be able to blow the shofar. Then we'll be able to blow the shofar. Interesting, that pasuk is not about Rosh Hashanah. That pasuk is actually a proof text to the fact that we're going to be, that we'll come back and we'll do the service on Rosh Hashanah. That pasuk is a funny pasuk, because it's not a Rosh Hashanah pasuk. Rabbi Soloveitchik replaced that pasuk with another pasuk. He didn't like that pasuk. Don't worry about it. That pasuk is good enough for us. That's a proof text for the fact that we're gonna observe all these things. So again, God, who was so frightening with the shofar at Har Sinai, will blow the shofar. There'll be the shofar of redemption. Ki atah shomea kol shofar, because you hear the sound of the shofar. Umazin trua vein domelok. Baruch ato Hashem shomea kol truas amo Yisrael. Barachamim. Now here in this bracha, we turn it around again. The bracha of shofros is basically a bracha that talks about God blowing the shofar. God blew the shofar at Har Sinai. God's going to blow the shofar of redemption. But at the end, we say, and God, listen to our shofar. Listen to our shofar. May our shofar blasts turn you from the God who frightened us with the shofar to the God who redeems us with the shofar. Shomea kol truas amo Yisrael, barachamim. It's also, it's amazing the way the editor of the Davide twists everything and puts everything together. Just came out of nowhere. You hear our shofar. Baruch atah Hashem shomea kol truas amo Yisrael barachamim. Just an amazing twist. So what do we have? Just to take a breath, we have a few minutes left. Let's go back here for a second. So what do we have? So what we have here is we have a musaf. Right? The end of the musaf, we know the end of the musaf ends just regularly. With the additions of Sov L'Chaim Tovim and the Sefer Chaim. There is, by the way, I know many people here are listening from Israel. There are different traditions, I'll just tell you, with the last bracha of Mishmon Esrei. In Chutz Laretz, the tradition is to change that bracha to Oseh HaShalom. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't do that. In Eretz Yisrael, they still say HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael HaShalom. There were different traditions. Many traditions in Eastern Europe said Oseh HaShalom, they changed the bracha. But the Vilna Gaon was against that. He thought you shouldn't change that bracha. So in Eretz Yisrael, they say HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael HaShalom. The art scroll in the Koren, they kind of play a little trick. And they give you both versions. You look at your art scroll maxor or your Koran maxor, they give you one version, HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael HaShalom, and the other version, Oseh HaShalom, and basically they give you a whole divide over. So I'm telling you, whatever you do, that's fine. A lot of the things of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you have to do correctly, as I pointed out, right? HaMelech HaKadosh, Musfei Yom HaZikaron, but for Oseh HaShalom and HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael HaShalom, doesn't matter. Whatever you do, there are two traditions, and whatever you do is okay. Those men who daven for the Yamud, just be careful that you follow the minhag of what the place is where you're daven. So that, there we have it. We have the Musaf, the longest Shmon Esrei of the year. 9 brachas. Turns out those 9 brachas are themselves fascinating, because those 9 brachas are really 9 brachas that are 10 ideas. And just where exactly you place the malchios, how you put them together, right? It's a jigsaw puzzle. How you put the 10 ideas into 9 brachas is a machlokas from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And that kind of explains ubechein tein pachtachan, a lot of things that go on. But I would just end by saying the following. It seems to be that the theme of the Musaf is the following. The theme of the Musaf is that God reflects himself in the world to people as a scary God, as a threatening God. We're afraid of God. But God also is a Zocher Abris. God remembers. God was there and told Avraham Avinu not to kill Yitzchak. God's going to redeem us with the shofar. And basically, the purpose of the Musaf, the theme of the Musaf in one second is that is that it's our job to turn the God who's scary into the God who's compassionate. That's our job. We identify the two aspects of God and we try to figure out how are we going to change God. When it comes to Zichronos, we say maybe we can't do it. But remember Avraham Avinu. He did it. Right? He sublimated his rachamim to be willing to sacrifice Yitzchak. So if we can't do it ourselves, give us credit for Avraham Avinu. In Shofros, we're a little bolder. Right? That's always what happens. You get bolder as you go on. In Shofros, we're a little bolder. In Shofros, we say, God, you're the God who blew the shofar at Har Sinai, and you're the God who is going to redeem us with the shofar. Listen to our shofar, and that should convince you to use the shofar as a sign of redemption, not as a sign of destruction. So I think that's a very, very, very powerful idea in the Musaf. And that's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy Slichas Saturday night and the first couple of days next week. And I look forward to Mirtz Hashem next Wednesday to talking about Yom Kippur. Be well. Take care.
Thank you, Rabbi Mintz.
Yes.
Thank you. So sorry about the mix-up this morning. Sorry to be a few minutes late.
No problem at all. Okay, someone said you Zichron Tovia, they have in different things. Elamade Hashem. In Vayikra, they're listed as Moadim. That's correct. Okay, that's what the Rama bases of. Eat meat on Rosh Hashanah. Our custom is to eat meat on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, very good. See everybody next week. Be well.
Yom Tov. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.